to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Attention taxpayers, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, you need to take it seriously. The government has the power to take everything you own. Write down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 800-647-0499. That's 800-647-0499. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you may reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. You don't have to handle the IRS on your own. One free call could stop the collections process right now. Call the Tax Support Group today. 1-800-647-0499. That's 800-647-0499. Write it down. 1-800-647-0499.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
CBS Wednesday. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Wednesday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store.
And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Wednesday.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 50. Don't miss the Denver Broncos take on the Carolina Panthers. Our coverage starts at 3 p.m. Listen live on Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Nick Szepkowski. Bulls look to get back in the win column tonight after falling yesterday in L.A. against the Clippers. 26-20, the Bulls sit on the season fourth best in the Eastern Conference. It's the third of seven straight on the road tonight when the Bulls are in Utah to take on the Jazz. Blackhawks have one more night off before they play in Colorado tomorrow night. No Jonathan Taves tomorrow. He was suspended one game for not participating in the NHL's All-Star Weekend. Ratings are in for the NHL All-Star Game, the highest rated, most viewed game on NBC Sports Network in NHL history. Today, the NFL agrees.
How many people, Shep? What are we talking about for the NHL audience?
It only says it's the highest rated in the PR statement that's out there. So that's the official number? roughly 83, and like 82 of them being John Scott's family.
I thought
family.
They did a 0.9.
That's not good. They kept that out of the press release that I read. They just said it was the most rated since it's been on NBC Sports Network.
Okay, okay.
But they offered no numbers.
All right, here.
So it's probably Hold still on. Bad.
Yeah, I've got the press release.
Do you see the actual numbers of viewers? I didn't see one in there.
34%. The top 10. The top 10 markets. Chicago not in the top 10 markets.
The actual number of viewers is nowhere in there.
No, I thought I saw they did it. The initial number was the overnight number was a 1, and then I thought it was a 0.9.
Dombrowski, blah, blah, blah.
NFL Today agreed.
I'm going to check.
All right. Good luck with that. I know that everyone's waiting for that number. NFL Today agrees to a deal with CBS and NBC.
Yes.
Thursday Night Football.
0.9. It averaged 1.595 million viewers.
Well, that probably makes it the most highly rated, though, the number of years. Probably
like
does.
The highest rated game in general in NBC Sports.
1.595.
Say it.
0.9 rating. I said it did a 1. I was wrong. It didn't do a 1.
0.9. NFL Today agrees to a deal with CBS and NBC. Thursday Night Football will be split between those two this fall. Justin Tuck of Giants and Raiders fame has announced his retirement after 11 years in the NFL. Jeff Hornacek is fired by the Suns in the NBA today. DeMarcus Cousins out tonight for the Kings. He suffered an ankle injury over the weekend.
And Earl Watson is going to be interim head coach.
Ooh. Ugh. Earl. Good luck with that. It's a tough go. That Suns operation is awful right now.
It is.
There's nothing healthy.
They were good, too.
They were decent enough. They could have made a push, maybe be postseason team, but... No, that's a disaster right now. New top 25 in college basketball. Duke out of it for the first time since 2008. Oklahoma is your number one team. They had a comeback win this weekend at LSU. Golf today, Farmers Insurance open at Torrey Pines. Final round wrapped up after lots of it was delayed yesterday. Brent Snedeker, your winner after shooting a 3-under in the final round. He did play yesterday. And today in Santa Clara, the Broncos team buses were involved in a small accident heading from practice to the team hotel. Once practice wrapped up, no injuries reported. Team eventually did get back to the hotel. This scoreboard update.
You're rear-ended, right?
Sounds like it. This scoreboard okay. update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai.
I don't know why that's funny, young man.
No idea.
He's from Cole City.
Are you going to get rear-ended while you're out in the Santa Clara region, Terry?
Yes. We're not going to be near Santa Clara, actually.
No, we're not near Santa Clara.
We got the hotel and then
downtown Frisco.
The media center is just blocks from our hotel, and there's a Jack in the Box right there.
Right across the street.
So there's really only three places we have to go.
Yeah, and we don't have a car. We don't want a car. We don't need a car, so I can't get rear-ended.
So how far is it out Santa Clara? You guys are going to be, 30 miles, 30 minutes away?
No,
San Francisco?
We're not going to Santa Clara.
No, the actual media center. Yeah, it's 45 minutes.
It's in San Fran, right?
It's 45 minutes.
Well, that's so without traffic.
Like, without traffic, yeah.
What's a show outing for you guys that are all going out there? What's in the plans? Just Jack in the Box and see each other at the show? Or what?
And great radio shows.
And Mike Murphy out in San Francisco.
Not far enough.
Terry's going to have a meeting.
Yeah. No, I'm meeting of the too minds. Old. And Hub said he wanted to get drunk with us.
Yeah, we're gonna go get drunk with Hub.
Oh, well, good luck with that.
Give each other back rubs and then go to Jack in the Box.
Well, you do like the 100 push-ups or whatever Hub does in his hotel room each day. It was like on a strict workout routine.
I thought it was 500 or something.
I don't know. All I thought of when he said it was the Ron Burgundy thing where he's doing all the bicep curls. It's like, Hub, did you really do 200 push-ups or 300 push-ups?
He does. I remember.
You watched him?
No, but back in the day, when I used to travel with the Bears and he was with the Bears broadcast team, every time, it was sort of a running joke with me, that every time I went to the hotel fitness center, Hub was in there.
I was going to say, like,
no matter what time of day, I would go in there and he'd be in there working out.
Because, like, Hub's fit. Like, Hub's very fit for an older guy. Like, Dan Pompey, though, looks like Pompey could just whoop your ass today. Like, Dan Pompey is legit.
He's always like that, though.
Yeah. Well,
he'll always whip your ass.
Well, he probably will. And he'll still talk calmly while he does it.
Yeah, you don't mess with him.
Yeah, he's from Berwyn. You don't mess with him.
No, and he's got friends. He probably would follow
him. Yeah. Would end badly for you. Streaming on the score brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com. I'm Nick Szczepkowski. You're listening to the exclusive home for Super Bowl 50 when the Broncos take on the Panthers, blah, blah, blah. Coverage on the Super Bowl Sunday begins 3 p.m. on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Put my mic on!
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K for kids.
What time is it?
5 o'clock. Boars and Bernstein.
This is real radio.
The Bulls are they're able actually to lose to anybody or beat anybody. I think
exactly. They've proven that.
Yeah, they can.
That's what they do. They can lose to anybody. They can beat anybody, mm-hmm. depending on if some shots are falling or if they get a crazy game from one of their 3-point shooters.
You got clowned by Jamal Crawford. He absolutely clowned you. He really did. You know, you're supposed to learn something about yourself when you're on one of these long trips. When they're away from home, you're supposed to bond a little bit on these trips. That's what teams always talk about. The beauty of the Bulls is they don't care where they're at. They could play that game at home. I mean, absolutely nothing. Humor. They could play that game yesterday at Clipperland, and that'd be fine too.
Boers and Bernstein.
I live in the city. I listen to you guys a lot.
No, that's bad for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
Matt Bowen. All right, Matt, we are headed to San Francisco late tomorrow, and it's going to be a parade of former players and coaches and people surrounded by your people.
Well, it's fun. I was there last year on Radio Row. I think it's a blast. I mean, I was there last year. Joe Montana's walking. I mean, that stuff's cool. Me, so.
As long as you don't have to talk to him.
Oh, great. That's my roommate.
Oh, I hope I'm not disturbing you.
I hope I'm not disturbing them.
No one said the job's supposed to be easy.
No one said it's supposed to be that hard, neither.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, people wanted Joe Montana to be so good at TV. They prayed, they lusted for it, they wanted it so much.
And then the lights went on and nothing.
Lights went on and Joe went out.
It was NBC, right?
I think it was NBC first. Was there one after that, or was that it?
NBC, he was at the desk.
He was at the desk.
Analyzing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, come on, man, have a thought for
come
us.
Come on.
Say something.
Come on. Mr. Greatest Quarterback Who Ever Lives, say something to me.
And
hit me.
Nope. There was no hip to be had, unfortunately. Sadly enough. It never arrived.
It's funny that a guy with that could just not be interesting. Not even in the least.
Somebody like Eric Kramer, who went out of his way to not be interesting as a player,
mm-hmm.
and had that same kind of laid-back thing. He tried to make himself really interesting as a broadcast. I don't know if he's doing games now somewhere, but he worked at it.
Joe was there for a while. They kept with it for a while.
And then Eric had some horrible health problems. I think he tried to kill himself, and I don't know where he is now, if he's still recovering or what. But he was, at least he had established himself as a member of the working broadcast media.
All I know is that was one of the Titanic busts, and for as long as he did it, and he did it a long time as well, that I didn't think really that Dan Marino ever had a thought that mattered either.
And didn't Unitas do some broadcasting afterward? He was a fairly prominent broadcaster, I thought.
Well, if you were a quarterback, you had a big time. You had a chance. Somebody was going
to
give you a microphone.
You'd have to tell. Was Bart Starr any good? Was he doing games? Staubach never, he wasn't interested. He was too busy making money into more money.
Right. Oh, and he did. Yeah, really smart guy. I don't think Favre has ever been invited, but I mean, it's interesting that who gets invited and who doesn't. Or we don't know that, and they just don't want to.
Well, everybody,
they've made enough money, they don't need to do it.
Everybody gets their chance. If you're a quarterback of any renown.
Yeah, but anyway.
Babe Laufenberg is working. You know, these guys, Mark Malone is doing a nice job in Westwood 1.
He is.
Finally found the right niche for him. They found exactly what he should be doing, and he's got a good sound. The fact that it's radio allows him to do a little different job than being sort of a TV personality, and it works. They've really, and we mentioned it before, and I did find out, by the way, you know, when we were talking with Ian Eagle mm-hmm. about Westwood One and about how good it is and why it seems that they aim a little higher. They assume their audience is smarter than the TV broadcast assumes that average viewer to be. And I did contact, I'm not going to say who, but I did establish contact with somebody who is one of the important people when it comes to the NFL and Westwood One. We were right. There is no question. The way it was phrased to me was substance over fluff. That when in doubt, always aim smarter and always go with substance and content over quote-unquote personality and fluff.
Mm-hmm.
They do it on purpose. They know what they're doing and they're good at it.
Mm-hmm.
They have tried to do that.
Yeah.
So I felt good. I'm like, I knew it. I knew that there was something going on there that wasn't an accident.
It's really tough to judge, though, when you're looking for talent because if you'd have asked me, I'd have said, no, Joe Montana's never had a thought that mattered in all the time I covered. I was around him for 2 Super Bowls and then the Bears.
Sometimes as a player, they're just not interested in talking to you.
Exactly right. So you say, okay, I'll cut him a little slack. Maybe he's actually interesting. Oops. He was exactly the same guy. He was exactly the same guy.
Sometimes they just turn it on and turn it off. And
right. Sometimes, yeah, I guess, because you have guys on TV that I would never imagine would have been all that interesting, and they are. And you have guys that have started a career, and they just weren't. And you stayed with them for a while. You kept trying. You kept trying to get whatever the hell is in them to come out and say something. But I never found, as long as he hosted, now that would not be considered a bust, because Dan Marino was doing something for a long time, right?
Mm-hmm.
But does anybody miss him?
No, not really. If you have not reserved your spot for the 2016 Charity Poker Championship on Thursday, February 18th, you must do it. We mentioned it during transition, talking about all the fun that we are going to have at the Montgomery Club at 500 West Superior. This tournament is a play-in for the World Series of Poker main event. The grand prize is the $10,000 seat to the WSOP in Las Vegas. And the Charity Poker Championship is presented by Robert W. Baird. It is sponsored in part by David Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage and by Associated Agencies, and you go to onestepcamp.org and you get registered. If you want the tournament structure, if you want to know all about the rebuys and the knockout round and chip counts and all of the opportunities, how it works, go to onestepcamp.org. But make sure you grab your spot. We are going to be raising money. This is one of the big nights that we have for Children's Oncology Services. We raise money to run the One Step programs, our summer camp, our winter camp, our water trip that is to the U.S. whitewater rafting facility that helps kids with cancer have everything they need to enjoy these experiences they wouldn't otherwise have. The Utah ski trip, where we have all of the medical staff, all of the special skis that they need, all of the prostheses, nice. Yep. All of the top of the line equipment, no matter what, no matter how limited a kid may be with cancer or recovering from cancer or having recovered from cancer. Many of our kids are without a limb or two, and they still ski down that mountain. And many talk about how important it's been for them to have these experiences. But it gets there are expenses involved. And it's nights like this. Playing poker is one of the ways we help make some of these kids as happy as they can possibly be to make sure that they experience the simple joys of childhood to which they're entitled, regardless of what else they may face. So play poker with us. I don't care if you're a serious poker player, a casual poker player. All kinds have won this event in the past. It is Thursday. It is February 18th. It is downtown. There is valet parking. There is spectacular food and drink. Open bar, buffet, all included in this. Go to onestepcamp.org. Onestepcamp.org. Get your seat now. We are Boris and Bernstein. When we come back, we will give away this Hawthorne Racecourse prize pack. It's admission for four. It's $50 in food credit, seats at the finish line. So we'll give that away in a moment. Phone number 312-644-6767. A lot out there for you today. You got the score.
The text zone on 670 The Score is presented to you by Grossinger.com. Find over 4,000 vehicles at 9 area locations at Grossinger.com.
From the Super Bowl in San Francisco, I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. It seems to be a foregone conclusion that Calvin Johnson, Megatron, will call it a career after just 9 years in the NFL. He's 31, he feels his body breaking down, and he's earned the right to call it quits when he wants to. You have to feel for Detroit, who may wear on players and wear on their superstars as 20 years later, history repeats itself as Barry Sanders walked out the door at roughly the same age. But let's be honest about Megatron. As good a guy as he is, as great a player as he was, he's most known for a catch that wasn't considered a catch and a season to which he set a record over 1,900 yards receiving and his team only won 4 football games. Was he great? Absolutely. Was he unstoppable? At times. Is he one of the all-time icons of the sport? Probably not. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
If you have hard water, the Limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com. Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Hyundai is now the official car of the NFL, and three big reasons why are the Sonata, Elantra, and Santa Fe Sport. The 2015 Sonata was named an Edmunds.com top-rated vehicle and offers class-exclusive amenities like an available hands-free smart trunk and advanced safety features like lane departure warning. Not to be outdone, the Elantra is the compact that's packed with an available 7-inch touchscreen nav, rear-view camera, and remote start right from your phone. And the Santa Fe Sport? It's been named a 10 best SUV under 25K by Kelley Blue Book's KDV.com 3 years in a row. Want more for your scouting report? All three vehicles received 5-star overall safety ratings from the NHTSA. And every Hyundai is backed by Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty, including a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Lease the 2016 Elantra for $141 a month for 36 months with $2,841 due at signing. Or get 0% APR for 6 years. Visit your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
That is 100% true.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Women find me alluring.
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the number one drama on television.
Thank God for teamwork.
Makes the dream work.
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit?
Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
All right, caller six of the contest line, 312-591-6700, wins a Hawthorne Racecourse prize pack, including admission for four, $50 in food credit, and seats at the finish line. For more information, visit hawthornracecourse.com. Bulls thoughts coming in here. Rudy says, the thing that really bothers me about Bulls management, as dumb as this sounds, why the hell did you sign Mike Dunleavy to a three-year deal at age 35?
Granted, I think we were puzzled about that. Yeah, I don't get it.
In the grand scheme of things, it doesn't mean much. But where does Garpax think, where does he think the team was at the start of the year? And do they have a television? Was Hoiberg hired to fix this team right now? If that's the case, it's epic failure. Was he hired to have the team humming 3 years from now when they get rid of Rose and Noah and Gasol? That isn't off to a promising start either. Good question, and when you put it that way, it's if it's somewhere in between, you screwed up.
Yeah, Rudy, I don't know what. All I know is whatever they wanted to do with Fred has not been done.
And this from Kevin, who says, I don't see the Bulls situation getting any better in the next 5 years. The front office ignored getting players to fit Hoiberg's system, and the Bulls giving Hoiberg a 5-year deal, they're stuck with Foreman and Paxson and Hoiberg. You can't fire management without getting rid of the coach, and the Bulls can reconstruct the roster in the next few years and get some Hoiberg players to fit the system, but it looks bleak not knowing what a Hoiberg player is. Pau Gasol would be a great addition for the Thunder. With the core of Westbrook, Durant, and Gasol, they're a better contender for the West, and it's hard to believe that some GM in the league won't trade for somebody like Mirotic or McDermott or Gibson. The Bulls were able to trade Teague. I can't see why they wouldn't be able to trade anyone on the team besides Butler or Rose.
I saw a story today about the Thunder, and it's really from La La Land because they believe the Lakers are in the running.
They're running?
To sign Durant this time around, and then Westbrook in a year when his contract is up. And I'm thinking,
what?
Whatever you're smoking, pass it this way because I need it.
I haven't heard that at all.
Yeah. The back-to-back. You get him, and then you wait a year, and then you get Westbrook, and they're reunited as Lakers.
Huh?
That's what I saw, that the Lakers are supposedly in the Durant thing. I have never, until today, seen the Lakers mentioned in the Durant thing.
This is Country Don. So we're talking about broadcasters and how they move up and how they develop. He says, last year I watched some late-night second-tier basketball games featuring Kara Lawson as the color commentator, and learned as much about the X's and O's of the game as well as the on-court in-game individual successes and failures of players that I ever got from any other commentator. This year, she's been moved to higher profile games and tells us a player is a triplet whose siblings are both female.
Well, you can...
Yeah, okay, thank you.
I'll have to check that out then. I'll have to find out.
She is terrific. Kara Lawson. They had her on an NBA game. It was one of the holidays where they were stretched thin or something, and she was doing NBA stuff. She's, when it comes to actually teaching the game.
Teaching the game, yeah.
Angles of screens and diagramming plays, she's excellent. I don't know what more they've asked her to do, but I could not agree more that she's... See, and I've always thought Doris Burke was miscast, where you've had Jeff Van Gundy, who just is pontificating about coaches and jousting at windmills of personal agendas. Mm-hmm. And Doris Burke is there doing the grab-ass interview with the coach when she's really good at breaking down games.
Yep.
She's good at it. They should flip-flop it. Let him be down there actually talking to the coaches that he wants to spend so much time licking. He can do it. There's you talk to the coach. Put Doris up there and have her do the actual heavy lifting that teaches people about basketball instead of further some agenda.
I agree. I lose him anytime.
West Side Mike, you're on the score. Hi, Mike.
Hey, fella, let me tell you something. I watched that Bulls game. And that Jamal Crawford got there made the Bulls look like clowns. I don't know what kind of defense the Bulls were playing yesterday. Bad. But it looked like anybody could have scored on that team. You know, they act like they don't love each other. It looks like everybody on the Chicago Bulls team hate each other. And, you know, Derrick Rose, now he started playing a little basketball since he cut his hair like a man. Maybe Jimmy Butler needs to cut his hair, and maybe he could play much better. All he's been doing is shooting three-pointers. That's all he's been doing. Shooting, shooting, shooting. He don't drive through the hole like he used to. And McDermott, oh, my God, that's all he do is sit at the three-point line waiting for somebody to pass in the ball to shoot it. Do he ever play any defense? All the Bulls players are garbage now. They need to run to get rid of the whole team and start with the manager, start with John Paxson. I don't know if his name is Doc Foreman or Foreman, whatever. He could be George Foreman's son or father, whatever. Get rid of him and the rest of them garbage players and start the whole team over. It's not going nowhere. The East is an easy thing in the over there, and it's only Cleveland and Toronto. Hello, Canada. And we can't even beat them. That's garbage, man. I don't know. Have a good night, fellas.
All right, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. Gar Foreman.
There's a lot of garbage out there.
Yeah, for the record, Gar Foreman is not related to George Foreman, as far as I know.
I love the imagery, though. I love it.
They spell their name differently.
Yes.
George has an E in Foreman, and Gar does not. But I like the idea.
I do, too.
He would be the scion of George, but his name would be George.
That's right. It was all George's.
Because all his children named
George.
Nine
of them. Look, he's an NBA player, just actually stayed at home.
He never left.
He said, George, what are you doing? Oh, I'm at home.
I'm busy. Okay. I'm making a George.
No, Mike, I don't disagree with that. There's some hot garbage there. And you know what? If you want like Bulls basketball and you enjoy the NBA, which I do, then that's pretty much it. But there are other games that can entertain you immensely. Immensely entertaining games. So it's okay. The NBA is not, it's not a lost cause just because the Bulls are just kind of... Bleh. There's plenty. That's the way I look at it. That's me. I look at the sunny side of the street. It's the kind of guy I am. I always see the brightness of people and things.
Sunny Cox.
Yep. You're looking at. Landon Sunny Cox. Remember, it's a name, not a profession.
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Nick Szepkowski. Some developing news this evening. Ian Rappaport of NFL Media reporting that Peyton Manning telling close friends and family members that Sunday's Super Bowl will be his final game. No official word yet from Manning or the Denver Broncos.
Apparently Manning has seen himself play.
Well, you finally watched the tape. Yeah,
showed him. Somebody got Peyton a television and said, this is what you look like playing football.
This is what the last 3 months have looked like, Peyton. Here's your retirement papers and good luck Sunday.
His final game was some time ago, actually.
He announced he retired 8 games ago.
Someone else just turning around handing the ball off.
Oh,
God, is that tough. Bulls
look
to get back in the win column tonight. They fell yesterday in L.A. against the Clippers. Bulls 26-20 on the season. It's the fourth best record in the Eastern Conference. The third or seven straight on the road tonight when they're in Utah to take on the Jazz. Blackhawks have one more night off before they play in Colorado tomorrow night. No Jonathan Toews. He's suspended one game for not participating in the NHL's All-Star Weekend. White Sox today said to be exploring a possible trade for Dodgers outfielder Andre Ethier. NFL Today agrees to a deal with CBS and NBC that will split the coverage of Thursday Night Football between those two this fall. Former Giant and Oakland Raider defensive end Justin Tuck announces his retirement from the NFL today. NBA, Jeff Hornacek fired by the Suns. Steve Nash today says he has no interest in that job, despite the team being rumored to being interested in him. DeMarcus Cousins out tonight for the Kings as they host Milwaukee. Cousins suffered an ankle injury over the weekend. Golf today, Farmers Insurance Open at Torrey Pines finally wraps up. Brant Snedeker, your winner. This scoreboard update brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago, and join the Score at Timeout West Sports Pub in Hanover Park on Saturday from 7 to 9 p.m. and have your chance to light the lamp and score a Lids gift card, all while drinking Coors Light. I'm Nick Szepkowski, and you're listening to the exclusive home for Super Bowl 50 when the Broncos take on the Panthers. Coverage on Super Bowl Sunday begins 3 p.m. on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks, Shep. So Andre Ethier, yeah.
You're trading for a 34-year-old player in decline? And what are you giving up for him? How does he help you?
I can't answer that. I don't know. What did he, what's, so he's in decline. His numbers are in decline. He's,
well, yeah,
all
he's
of
34. His, he's yeah. hitting. He's hitting that age now. In 2014, he was beset by injury and was bad.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
So the recent years here, this is the kind of player you're getting. 2012, his slash line was 284, 351, 460. Weighted on base average of 350. He's a pretty good player. He's a 2.9 WAR player. The next year, 272, 360 on base, 423 slugging. Weighted on base of 340. He was a 3 WAR player. He was only worth 0.8 of a win in 2014, but I think there were some injuries in there. He did play 130 games, but he was just bad. 249, 322, 370. And then last year... Last year, he rebounded to play in 142 games. He batted 294, on base 366, slugged 486. So he was good last year with a 366 weighted on base average. And again, a 2.9 WAR player. Mm-hmm. You just don't know that you start factoring in age.
It doesn't look like it's necessarily eating away at him. He looks like he's okay. I wouldn't do it, but I'm just I look at those numbers. I thought he'd remain pretty solid. I know he has injury problems. There's no doubt.
I guess
he
that's
did.
What he is. He's solid. Better certainly if you want to play him in right field instead of Avisail Garcia, then that's what you do. Yes. And then you're a better team.
Yes.
And if he's let's say he's a 2.5 win player, you subtract the minus then you're that's a 3.5 win gain. So if you're just looking for 2 years as part of the rest of your 3 year plan, an improvement over Avi.
Remember, it's a 3 year plan now. Come on, you got 2 years left.
Well, you're
in
year two of the 3 year plan.
You're in year two. We didn't know until last season was the 3 year plan, but we'll just say it is.
Conservatively, that's probably a 3 win swing.
Okay, if you think right now is constituted, the White Sox, I saw today that that most of them show them as a 500 team.
Yeah.
Okay, so you get three more. I don't know what's going to take. Nobody knows what's going to take. You never know what a division is going to do. You never know when somebody's going to tank or whatever, or hurt. You don't really know. But you've run out of moves here. You don't seem to be, and there's still outfielders out there, right, that have not signed, other than Andre Ethier. But those two last 2 years are pretty positive.
Yeah, I think the Dexter Fowler case is really weird. It's very strange, because you would think that would be an easy one for the Sox. Just sign Dexter Fowler for 2 years and put Adam Eaton in left or right. Do whatever you want to do with Melky. Because then you're better defensively. You got a higher on base percentage. I just think that would be the value is there. It just would make sense.
I just everybody knows they're one move away. The question is, I think they know it. So why haven't they made it? Is there still too much out there to debate? I mean, I look at some of the guys that have no contact with anybody supposedly, and the list gets thinner, but they're still there. Some of those outfielders are still there. I've always liked Ethier, but everybody, if you think they're one move away, and I don't know that. I have no idea. It depends on a lot of things, like every other team. Depends on this, this guy, and is he really that good? How about this guy? I mean, can he be a star? I don't know. But the White Sox are just in that sort of position where now they think they've improved to 500. Maybe they have.
When it comes to the Manning story that Shep mentioned, Rudy says, I'm fine with making the entire Super Bowl coverage narrative all about Manning's last stand. We are 10 minutes away from interviewing a tree that Ron Rivera used to own in Chicago and discussing how that tree helped the city. Yeah, we're working really hard on the Ron Rivera played for the Bears and coached for the Bears angle, aren't we?
Really hard.
That's sort of really hard. Desperate hard, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
John on the south side, you're on the score. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. I think the Ethier move is kind of strange just because I don't really believe the whole three-year window nonsense. But the Dexter Fowler thing also makes sense to me. The Sox got the 28th pick in the first round from Samardzija turning down their qualifying offer.
Which they would forfeit, right.
Yeah, which they would forfeit. So Han was saying that's not worth giving up for the guy that is Fowler now.
Well, then you're not in win-now mode. Well, which is it? That's ridiculous. Because then he answered.
Did he say that?
He answered another.
Yeah, he said that at Sox Fest. That was one of the things that he said was problematic.
You're talking about a 30-year-old established professional player. When you are, I don't get it, John. I mean, I'm not saying you. I don't doubt for a second that you're not correct, but. It just seems weird to me because
you got
to
pick a lane.
Yeah, right, because
I don't get it either. I'm a Sox fan, and I have no idea what they're doing out there.
Because Hans said it's important that we win now. You can't worry about a draft pick.
The last thing you worry about is a draft pick if you're what you've done.
Right.
Look who you signed. You haven't signed kids.
You're talking about trading for Andre Ethier?
Yeah, you haven't signed kids. You've signed veteran players. Older veteran players, you have, and then you say, "Well, I don't want to trade that, though." Well, sure you do. Give it up. Yeah, give it up.
You do want to do that.
Yeah, give it up. Yeah, John, that's puzzling. I don't know. I read the White Sox thing, just looking for the usual conflict, the usual screaming, the usual angry White Sox fans. Apparently, they're dead.
Well, because the people at whom they would be screaming didn't show up.
Didn't show up. Yeah.
Amir says the Bulls have been demoted to treadmill TV for me. I only watch them while on the treadmill at the gym. It's gotten to the point where I don't want to go to the gym tonight. I don't want to work out. Because I know I will make myself watch Bulls Jazz on the treadmill. And that sounds awful. Yeah, I told you, I rage quit over and over again, multiple times a game, I rage quit. Ah, God, I still let it get to me. I don't know why. It's my problem. It's my issue. I can't compartmentalize the fact that Doug McDermott can't guard anybody, or Pau Gasol doesn't want to try. Or that Derrick Rose is just going to put his head down and go flying to the basket.
I don't know how he
blocked.
Gets away talking that crap in the locker room when he doesn't guard anybody.
I know.
How do you get away with it? I know elder statesmen. But for the love of God, are you kidding me?
I still think my idea of petitioning the NBA to allow McDermott to have nunchucks has got it's a possibility here. Something. Just let him... Wah! The full, you know, the
or
Bruce
just
Lee.
Have a nun strap to his back. Make any difference.
The whole Bruce Lee bit. He's backpedaling on defense. He's whipping them around his body. That way, nobody's going to.
About that time, the ball's right in the basket.
Well, no. When next time Jamal Crawford approaches him, or whoever is attacking him tonight, whoever that may be, for Gordon Hayward slicing in from the wing,
covering Jamal Crawford.
White on white violence. He's just.
He should not be covering Jamal Crawford.
I agree.
That's not fair. He's not that they'll put you in the floor, that guy. Still, even at that age, with 35, he still puts you down.
Old man buckets break your ankles for
yes.
you, right? Yep.
That's not fair.
Black Talon's on the score. What's up, Talon?
Hey guys, I got a serious question. What do people seriously expect Fred Hoiberg to do?
Cry.
Really, when Derek won't run the ball up. I mean, when Jimmy's gonna take his individual shots. When Powell's never played defensive, what would they have this guy do? And speaking of Powell, the great Powell, mm-hmm. he gets all of this credit because Powell's got rings. You know, Powell's got rings because he played between Shaq and Kobe. That's it. I mean, ask Kobe what he thinks about the great Powell. He himself is a great, but he had the misfortune to play between those two guys. And that he's typical Euro trash garbage guy who gets all of this damn credit. Powell's got rings. You know how many guys would have rings if they played between Shaq and Kobe? Miss me with the Powell's got rings garbage. Hell, Will Perdue has rings.
He does.
I don't get it. Honestly, what do people expect Hoiberg to do when they flat out won't do what the man says? You can't bitch the great Powell. You can't bitch Derek. You can't bitch Jimmy Buckets. So what would they have the man do? Thanks, guys.
No, Talon, thank you. And we don't have an answer to a single question. I don't know.
Why can't you bench Powell? Why can't you have him come off and do what he should be doing and bum slaying on the second unit?
His pride will not allow that.
He's leaving anyway.
He's a prideful man.
Why don't you see? Why don't you test that? He's leaving anyway. Why don't you test that pride?
Because he will slice your head off.
What is he going to do?
Slice your head off.
He's going to slice your head off?
Yes, he is.
If somebody already cut his balls off. It doesn't matter.
He will slice your head off.
Jimmy Butler already said, Coach Harder. Okay, I will. This is my offense.
All right,
I don't want to run your offense.
He's given his
Thank
balls.
Thank you, I'm not running
that,
your offense.
He's drawing the line at that. That's it. That's all he's given. He's done as his balls. That's it. They're giving him anything else.
He's going to cut his head off.
He's going to cut his head off.
We're Bears and Bernstein.
Samurai sword in the locker room.
We've got Bears All Access coming up between 6 and 7. Zach Zaidman is prowling the hallways with,
yes, he is.
With sports thoughts. And who's
is
on?
Is that what today? He has? Does Zach always have actual sports thoughts?
He always has an opening bit. He always, off the air, has something that is top of mind. And he will say, here's what I've been thinking. Or he always greets you with an opening sports thought that he has. I don't know if he does this like at home, if he just like calls up his family members and offers them the Zach Zaidman. He's got a calendar like every morning. It's the Zach Zaidman sports thought of the day.
Well, he's been saving them because he's on 7 to 10.
Okay. So he'll have all of them cataloged, and they've been marinating all weekend. All of it, basketball, football, you name it. You will be getting them when Zach Zaidman hosts solo from 7 to 10. However, he may unveil some of them football-related on Bears All Access.
He's going to have to.
That includes whom? It's Jim Miller, it's Tom Thayer, and it's somebody
Sal
else.
Sal Mineo.
It's not Sal Mineo. Okay. Who is it?
I don't know.
Tom Thayer's with him tonight, and yeah. Surprises. Surprise guests.
Surprises.
Along the way,
right? Surprises.
Not wow. Like surprises how we have surprises where they don't actually happen.
Oh, they have actual surprises. Well, we put the calls out there. It's just sometimes we can't find people or they're too drunk to go on the air. Although that really hasn't stopped us before. We're Boris and Bernstein. You got the score.
Chicago's sports morning show is Mully and Henley.
Now here comes Fred Hoiberg. As a coach, if you can't reach them, what the hell are you doing? He can't reach them. He's not reaching them anyway.
Turn them on when you get out of bed.
Or get in the car.
Mully and Henley.
Chicago's sports morning show.
Turn them on at 5 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com.
Sports fans, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, only 11% of U.S. adults have a master's degree. Become a member of this exclusive group by completing a master's in 18 months or less at the Morris Graduate School of Management. For a one-stop admission event, bring your transcript on Monday, February 15th to Robert Morris University's Chicago campus. RSVP at robertmorris.edu/masters/RSVP. That's robertmorris.edu/masters/RSVP.
That his current lender to refinance was quoted a low rate with no closing costs, but the loan documents arrived with $2,000 in closing costs. So Bob asked David to review the loan docs, and David told Bob his lender was rewarding his loyalty by bait and switching him because they thought he was stupid. Well, he is Bob, after all. David quoted Bob the same low rate with zero costs because David always looks out for his borrower's best interest. If you want to secure a higher rate and closing costs on your next loan, call your bank. If you want to work with a lender that will always secure you a low rate and values your business, call David, 312-751-1333, or visit pearldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help you if you don't call, 312-751-1333, or visit pearldavid.com. To learn more about David's top-rated Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit his website, pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License C4358, licensed by DBO under California RMLA, and MLS 19186, pearlmortgage.com/license.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. As delicious as I'll twist on an old favorite, the real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Attention taxpayers, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, you need to take it seriously. The government has the power to take everything you own. Write down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 800-647-0499. That's 800-647-0499. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you may reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. You don't have to handle the IRS on your own. One free call could stop the collections process right now. Call the Tax Support Group today. 1-800-647-0499. That's 800-647-0499. Write it down. 1-800-647-0499.
Everyone knows Schneider is a great place to start a truck driving career, but I bet you didn't know this. Schneider has nearly 5,000 drivers with more than 1 million consecutive safe miles, proof that Schneider is more than a starter company. Schneider offers tremendous opportunity for experienced truck drivers with a wide variety of flexible work configurations and ongoing growth opportunities. Your experience will fit in perfectly with Schneider's 80 years of industry leadership. See how and apply at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
So I was thinking about what Talon was saying.
Just trying to get Zach to come in. I can't move him.
I'm not.
Nope.
Can't move him.
Pau Gasol and Shaq did not overlap. What? So, because you said it was fortunate to play between them. I don't know what. With the
he played
timing,
after Shaq.
Right, I'm not sure what the timing has to do with it.
Still like Kobe.
But he still had to be there. If you watch those teams, he was a terrific player on those teams.
Yes. Yes, he was.
He didn't gain any benefit from Shaquille O'Neal's presence or absence.
No.
He's completely independent of Shaq. Whether Shaq was there or not had no bearing on Gasol being. The fact that he wasn't there was why they acquired him, right? Yes. I guess I'm confused as to what the point was relative to Shaq. Playing with Kobe, yeah, but okay. He was really good on those teams, though.
He was.
That's not Will Perdue. I mean, that's not fair to Powell.
The Shift Change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Saturday's game at 7 is Chicago Wolves Military Appreciation Night, presented by Sears Home Services. I can't get Zach to move. We'd welcome a minute and a half conversation with him, and he wouldn't do it.
Actually, my wife and son went to the Wolves game over the weekend, in fact. They had a lovely time. He was part of a group. The school band was playing songs in the lobby before the game, and then they got to go to the game afterwards. So he was down there playing his clarinet, and then they say, so I get this. She's gone full meatball, absolutely full meatball. She's texting me during the game, angry that the people sitting around her didn't know hockey. I'm telling you, she's mad. She's like, these people don't know hockey. They don't know when to cheer. They don't know what they're cheering for. They're oohing and eyeing over a shot that missed the net by 3 feet. And they don't know offsides. They think everything's a penalty.
Possible they're all drunk, too, isn't it?
But stop.
It's a hockey crowd.
Well, I know, but it apparently was a particularly wherever she was sitting, she was annoyed by people who apparently didn't really understand what was going on. And I said, look, this is like stuff Gas Money Bob would be texting me if he had my number. So stop it. You know, just don't complain to me. Watch the game. Don't let them bother you. But it's just
watch
like
the game.
Total hockey meatball stuff. You don't know the game. Stop talking hockey. Come on, lady. Eat your nachos and shut up.
That's it. It's over. It's all over.
I guess you're our official shift change. You were brought to us by the Chicago Wolves.
Yeah, what's up with Zach? Too big for us?
At 7 is okay. Chicago Wolves enough. Military Appreciation Night presented by
he's right.
Sears Home Services. Some quick thank yous.
We thank Matt Bowen and Steve Greenberg, both really good today.
Thank our crack production staff, filling in and doing a nice job as always, Rick Camp.
And our guy, our best guy when it comes to organizing.
He surpassed Brandon. He is our top crack producer of all time. He's shot by Brandon.
Rick Camp.
We need a top crack producer, too.
Best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
There is pressure again, and there's a flag in the secondary. A lot of contact deep down the field. They could be against I don't know who.
We'll be talking with Phil in a couple days.
Yeah, they drop by. They bring the CBS team through Radio Row. And I don't know if it's Thursday or Friday, but they bring them. So I'm sure when they're in CBS section we're in, oh, buddy, he'll be sitting right there. Sitting right there. You tell him.
Behind this velvet CBS rope. Well, look, when he talks with us, he's always great.
He's great. I know.
It's something about when he's on television in that format, it's not quite the same. We've had him on several times. He's always been really good.
Really good, yep. We thank you for listening, calling, emailing, texting. We will do it all over again tomorrow. All right, Bears All Access is coming your way, and then Zach with his thoughts on the world is coming your way. That is worth staying around for. Everybody have a terrific night. We will talk to you.
I think Zach might actually have Iowa caucus results as they come in, too, I would hope, and with full commentary on them. Just give me a thumbs up on that. Yes.
All right. He's a man with a lot of thoughts. A lot of thoughts. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Think Oscar Wilde when he said, every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. But also think Neil Young. The fork in the road, light a candle. Instead of cursing the darkness, let's light a candle for where we're going. This was fantastic for the world. We are better people for having been here. It was absolutely incredible. I'm inspired. I don't know when I'll ever sleep again.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
The Text Zone on 670 The Score is presented to you by Grossinger.com. Find over 4,000 vehicles at 9 area locations at Grossinger.
Say goodbye to cabin fever and hello to amazing deals on the new 2016 RAV4 at Toyota's Let's Go Winter event. RAV4 has available all-wheel drive, so you won't be stuck inside this winter. Instead, layer up, get out there, and enjoy everything winter has to offer. And with an updated design for 2016, RAV4 looks more stylish than ever. So put down the hot chocolate and visit your local dealer or buyatoyota.com today. But hurry, the Toyota Let's Go Winter event ends soon. Toyota, let's go places.
On them for some reason, or someone else's name on them. You don't have to be a design expert with Vistaprint. There's a wide variety of style selections. There's pre-designs, these templates for a ton of different industries. And if you do need help, they've got great customer service, custom design services to help you, and you can design the perfect product for your business. Vistaprint absolutely guarantees you'll love the products every time they make it right. And here's the special offer. Again, 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. Maybe you're a business and you're about to put in a big order for a bunch of new employees. It might be a better choice for you. You certainly can't beat the price. 500 business cards, $9.99. Just use the code DAN at checkout. That's up to a 50% savings over their regular site pricing. It's great quality, super easy to customize. It's a price you can't beat. 500 custom business cards for $9.99. Go to Vistaprint.com, design your card, then enter the code DAN at checkout. You've got to do this. It's the code DAN. Exciting offer. Great product. Don't wait. Go to Vistaprint.com and order.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
We were there for the first one.
We're pumped to bring you this very special one. Super Bowl 50, Sunday, only CBS. This matchup builds on history and marches to its own. Cam, the quarterback breaking all molds. Peyton, a tower of tough on the Gamers Mount Rushmore. The Panthers, the Broncos, the biggest one of all. Super Bowl 50, Sunday, only CBS.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and